Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
Welcome in to Winning Cures Everything. I am your host, Christopher Giannini, and you are listening to the Tuesday night solo show. It is April 15th. That is normally tax day, but because COVID jacked everything up last year, I don't think you have to have your taxes done by now. Anyway, if you need to get them done, get them done. Listen, nobody hates the government as much as me, but at the same time, I also don't want to be on the wrong side of them. So take care of yourself. Make sure you get your stuff in order. WinningCuresEverything.com. That's the website. Gary's worked really hard putting that thing together. You can find everything we do all in one place. Looks really sharp. Looks really good right there. Check it out. If we write anything, you will find it. We will put it out into the world, and it will take you to the website. So go check that thing out. SBRPicks.com/NCAA. That is our partners that we work with, and we are proud to be a part of them. Right now, they are in the thralls of Major League Baseball season, hockey season, and the NBA. So go check those guys out. And all the shows, all the content you want is all right there in one place. You can go to sportsbookreview.com as well and find everything you need. And then one last piece of business. We are joining up with our boys, our friends from West Lot Pirates, the Northwestern guys that we have made a friendship with over the last couple of years. I'm going to tell you that I count these guys as three of my closest friends, even though I don't see them but maybe once or twice a year. Thanks to the modern technologies that we have available to us, I stay in communication with them more than every member of my family, and that's including the people that live in the house with me. And these guys are just the best, and so... I haven't talked to Gary about this. Oh, anyway, all that to say, we're joining up with them on draft night. Opening night, draft night, Thursday night, just for the first round. We're going to be with you, pick one through pick 32, and we're going to be cracking jokes, and we're going to be all invested. We all have got our teams, and we're going to make John pick a team, and then we'll go from there. It's going to be a good time. Join us live. I'm sure it'll be on Twitch or Twitter or whatever Gary puts it at, Facebook, YouTube. I'm assuming it'll be in all those places. I'm sure the podcast will be up the next day or even that evening. I have no idea. I don't do all that stuff. You know not to trust me with it. But to help promote it, to help some of the new folks that don't know my boy Sam, my boy John, my boy Scuzz, I am going to hand over my Tuesday night show for the next couple of weeks until draft night. The next two Tuesday nights, I think I said tonight was a Tuesday night show. I know I did. See, I'm not going to go back and redo it and undo all this other stuff. I'm just going to let you know it's really Thursday. It is April 15th, and I'm an idiot, and I'm not used to doing the Thursday nights. Anyway, here we go. The next two Tuesdays, and then probably next Thursday, I will take over the show. I will try to have one of those guys come on with me because I need as much help as I can carrying this solo thing. See, I'm not really good at it. And so we're going to talk to them. What will we talk about? I don't know. I'm sure we'll talk a little bit of draft stuff. That'll be important every time we talk from now on. We're 2 weeks away. But also, I'm sure we're just going to find whatever news of the day that they find interesting is, and just let you guys get a feel for who these dudes are. They're smart. They're funny. They're good guys. And we'll have a good time for the next couple of Tuesdays and next Thursday. Let's get into the show. First thing I wanted to talk about today was it was announced today that Michael Jordan is going to be presenting, let's say that, Kobe Bryant into the Hall of Fame this year. The Basketball Hall of Fame is interesting. They have a presenter for every inductee. The presenter has to be somebody who is in the Hall of Fame. And when I heard Jordan was going to do it, it made me happy, made me smile. Now, normally the presenters don't talk. The presenters don't do speeches. They usually just stand there with the person being inducted. When somebody is inducted posthumously, the way Kobe is going to go in, oftentimes somebody will be asked to give a speech, and they will accept the award on Kobe's behalf. Who that person is hasn't been named yet, to my knowledge. If it got released, it was recently, and I didn't get that information. I don't know if Jordan's going to talk or not. I don't know if Jordan's going to accept the award for him and give the speech. I think it's fitting that Jordan's doing it, because I do think that he was the closest to Jordan that we've ever seen. I kind of selfishly wanted Shaq to do it, because him and Shaq obviously had a real relationship. Now, I don't know what his and Jordan's relationship was like. You know, I have no idea if they talked, if they knew each other, how well they knew each other. I don't know any of that. I know him and Shaq were not super close, but they played together. And then they hated each other. And then they grew a friendship later. I think those are some of the best relationships. The ones that have had peaks and valleys, they've got a lot of depth to them. They've got a lot of just substance to them when you've been through stuff with someone, you know? And I kind of wanted Shaq to do it. Not that it matters. That night's going to be a lot about Kobe. And his greatness and his life, and we're gonna have a chance to remember his daughter again, and we'll see what the night's gonna be like. I'm sure it's gonna be some waterworks for a couple of people. Should be. That's normal. Not everybody is a cynical bastard or a complete sociopath, and I'm really interested to see the night. Normally, I don't care about Basketball Hall of Fame. When people I admire get inducted, I tune in. Two other inductees this year going in that I'm super interested about. One is Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan's going in, and obviously the only person that can induct him, the Admiral David Robinson. That is the most fitting pairing out of all of them that you could ask for. I think that's going to be great. Looking forward to that, and then a guy of mine, one of my loves, Mr. KG himself, Kevin Garnett. And Isaiah Thomas is presenting KD. KG, I think that's fitting. Isaiah was hated by a lot of people in the NBA, still hated by a lot of people formerly from the NBA, his era, his equals. He was very disliked. KG was a tough, brash guy who those who loved him, loved him. And those who didn't like him hated him. He was not a man of living in the gray. He was very much a man of black and white. And I loved him. What he did with the Celtics when he won that championship, that meant, that's, you know, not that Boston was hurting for any titles or whatever, but, you know, that meant a lot watching that and seeing that and seeing him get a ring. And seeing his relationship grow in his time in Boston with Bill Russell, for anybody who loves Boston sports knows that matters. That was important. So I'm super interested in this year's Basketball Hall of Fame. I will be watching, And hopefully over the next weeks, we will find out who's going to accept the award for Kobe and who's going to do the speech for Kobe. I don't envy that person. Okay. I think the expectations for that are really high. I would say let's find people that knew him well, that played with him, and let's hire the best speechwriter money can buy. And let's see if we can put something together to honor this guy. Kind of one last goodbye. Let's move on. My Cleveland Tribe, my Cleveland Indians, last night got no hit by a White Sox pitcher named Carlos Rondon. And if you have followed baseball for a long time, last, I guess, couple of years, Carlos Rondon has kind of been, when we talk about peaks and valleys, man, this guy has been as hot as they can throughout seasons, and he has struggled with injury. He can't stay healthy, bounced around from team to team, seems to find himself a home in Chicago, and he was masterful last night. It was pretty incredible to watch. I was wanting so bad the Indians just get a hit. Don't get no hit. And here's the thing. This is a perfect game going into the ninth inning. And I think the Indians got one out, or White Sox got one out, and he hits the next guy. Okay. Tough at bat. It was a low pitch into the dirt. It clearly hit the guy in the foot. You know, there's a lot of people saying, oh, he didn't try to get out of the way, whatever. I mean, it was a hard, hard ball that got away from him. He scooted his feet the best he could. I do think he tried to get out of the way. I'm a little biased. I love my Tribe. But at the same time, that was heartbreaking. And all I kept thinking, the game was over with. All right, we're in the ninth inning. It's 8-0. Okay, so thinking they're going to come back and win this thing, you know, whatever. So he goes on, and he gets the next two outs, and he lost the perfect game, but he got the no-hitter. And it was a pretty special thing. When you take a perfect game in that deep, that's special. It finishes a no-hitter, seems a little bit leaving you wanting, a little unsatisfied, but at the same time, good on him. Let's hope in April he didn't throw his arm out. I think he threw like 110, 115 pitches. Man, you know, but I think he was able to. He had a special night. He had a masterful night, and I thought that was a pretty cool thing I got to watch last night as I watched my Cleveland Indians not be very good.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today, April 15th, was Jackie Robinson Day throughout the Major League Baseball. It's one of my favorite days of the year in baseball. It always catches me off guard. I'm not expecting it. I turned on the game at noon, came home to eat my lunch, and saw my Red Sox were all wearing 42. And I thought, oh, that's today. I didn't know that. Okay, all right. And then you throughout every broadcast, any broadcast you watch, you will hear them talk about Jackie Robinson, and they will. Some people will hit on what he meant to the game, and some people will hit on what he meant in the desegregation of our country and things that are bigger than baseball. You just hear so many stories, and it's always just a fun day for me. You know, I'm sure there's a group of people out there, not me, they don't look like me, that this day is not the easiest day. It's not the funnest day. They don't remember these things as positive things because they were hard and they affect their lives, and that work isn't done yet. And I understand that, but I can't relate to it, you know? And I'm smart enough to know, I know that. But anyway, it caught, like I said, it was just not something I was expecting. You know, my Red Sox finally lost the losing streak. They couldn't win them all, I guess. Nine in a row was good. Tomorrow we'll start a new day. But anyway, I always like seeing Jackie Robinson Day as in the game. And I guess for some reason, every year it catches me off guard. I know it's in April. I know it's early in the season, but I never know when to expect it. So we'll get into a little bit of draft stuff. I follow, one of my favorite NFL follows is Warren Sharp. Okay. Warren Sharp is a crazy smart guy. And he knows more about these teams than almost every general manager. He just follows them so close. His draft stuff, he printed out or tweeted out a list of names the other day. This is the crapshoot that the draft is. We all think that everybody's going to make their bones come Thursday night. All right? Let me give you a list of names. RG3, 2012. Luke Jopel, I'm sure I'm saying that name wrong, 2013. Greg Robinson, 2014. Marcus Mariota, 2015. Carson Wentz, 2016. Mitchell Trubisky, 2017. For 6 years straight, those are all the number two pick in the draft. That is as blue chip as it gets. Two of those individuals got a second contract. None of them are with their team anymore. That's amazing. That we're all going to see Thursday night, and our team is going to draft somebody, somebody else is going to draft somebody, and we're all going to assume they're, and you're going to hear Mel Kiper say it, you're going to hear the guys on the NFL Network say it, that this guy's going to be with the organization for a decade. It's just not going to be. It's just not. There's about a 50-50 hit rate on these guys. I have my opinions about who I think is going to be legit and who I don't. I think in 5-10 years, this is not that long ago, okay? Who's going to cut the mustard and who's not? Who's still going to be in the league and who's not? I mean, some of these guys, I don't even remember. I had to Google them to remember who the hell they were, okay? I didn't remember who they got drafted by. I didn't remember where they played college football. I don't remember anything about them. Let's be real careful before we start crowning everybody that gets taken tomorrow, okay? And let's take this for what it is. It's a draft. It's a bite at an apple, all right? I think it's amazing that 6 years straight, the number two overall pick is going to go down for every one of these organizations as a bust, as a waste. That's 6 years in a row. Saquon Barkley, maybe he never comes back from his knee injury. Now, I think he will. But I have this preconceived notion that I think. These are things that I think in my brain. But 6 years from now, he could easily be out of the league and never have done anything special. I don't know. Like, you know, that's it's not as easy as it sounds. So That's something that I thought when I listened to Warren and I heard him and I saw his Twitter talking about that. And I went through that deep dive a little bit and I started thinking of the guys going in this draft. And I see guys that I absolutely think are going to be bust. Yeah. And they're projected to go really early. I don't know that that helps. So take the draft picks for what they are, for the grain of salt they are, for the bite at the apple that they are. So just found that interesting. Want to share that out. Last thing I'm going to hit on, then we're going to get out of here tonight. Gary teased it in our live show yesterday. It did officially get passed. The new NCAA transfer rule is official. Kids in college football and college basketball, I think there were 5 sports that didn't allow you to transfer without sitting out. It's strange that means all the rest of them, like, you've been able to transfer no problems. Like, if you were a gymnast and you wanted to leave LSU and go to Florida, you could have. You didn't have to sit out. Nope, no punishment. You just do whatever you want. Now football and basketball, I think baseball, are now all like that. You get one-time transfer rule, one waiver, nope, No questions asked. And I'm excited. The biggest thing, no conference restrictions. So Lincoln Riley, eat it. How about that? I just find it despicable, these guys that love to take transfers but then like to stop their guys from transferring. And they always use these little caveats. Well, but I didn't take anybody from conference. Well, I didn't take somebody from a school where I have to, that they have to play as a guy. Who gives a shit, man? You're talking about people's lives you're trying to control. You're talking about trying to tell somebody who and where they can go and what they can do. I'm not for that, all right? You start compensating these people properly, then we can start getting contracts involved. And contracts include non-competes, all right? And you could put stuff like that in there. I've been a part of that before. They hold up in court. They matter. So, yeah, you start cutting checks and start breaking out contracts, and you can keep your quarterback from going to TCU. That's not a problem. I don't have any beef with that. The most interesting thing I found out, and this is Wetzel. I'm going to Dan Wetzel, my favorite sports writer right now, actively writing. He's it. My favorite growing up was Tony Kornheiser. Dan's a little bit like Tony, and said that their columns are funny. Okay, like I follow sports pretty well. A lot of these guys out here and ladies writing about the sport are all really good at what they do. They can all tell a good story. You better entertain me. I just don't have the brain capacity. You're dealing with an idiot, okay? I don't have the brain capacity. I need to laugh, all right? Tony Kornheiser did that for a long time for me. Dan does it now. I'm gonna change a little bit what he says, but basically he talked about this on the Yahoo College podcast, and he's writing about it and stuff. It's basically if you're afraid of your quarterback leaving your school to go to your opponent's school and they're going to like sell all your secrets, if your schemes are that weak that you're afraid that this one person that's not even playing for you is the linchpin behind it all, like they're the secret keeper for you, then maybe you shouldn't be employed. Maybe you shouldn't be the head coach. Like maybe you're not the right person for this. And he brings up the point that if you don't think the defensive coordinators of these other teams can't watch film and they already know anything that this kid can come over and tell them that you taught them, then you're an idiot. And once again, you shouldn't be the head coach. So I like the way he put it. I didn't think – I mean, I guess I've kind of always thought things like that, but he just had a way of putting it into words that made more sense to me, to where what are you so afraid of? You know, this guy's not good enough to play for you. You're scared that he's going to go somewhere else and he's all of a sudden magically going to be better. They run a better program than you got. Like, you don't want to compete against him. Like, why don't I would think that if I clearly have a better quarterback on my team than the person leaving my team, then I want to play against him because I'm not certain the quarterback they have currently is better than my guy because I don't get to practice with both of them. But I am certain the guy I have is better than the guy that's leaving, because I've seen them both side by side. That's the guy I actually want to compete against, because I know I have the advantage. Also, just like he knows a little bit about our trade secrets, I also know a great deal about him and his ability and his weaknesses, his lacks, his flaws. So for guys like Lincoln, yeah, go screw yourself. Blocking kids from transferring is one of the things that just pisses me off that these college coaches do. And I'm going to tell you this, if my boy Orgeron did it, I'd be saying the same damn thing. Go screw yourself. Okay. I don't do that. Right. These kids are coming. They're working for free. Don't give me this. They get to shop at the company store and we give them an education. Bull crap. All right. Every swinging dick out here has got an education from a university. Okay. I am a moron. Okay. That puts down hardwood floors for a living. Okay. I have a degree. All right. Your college degree is being watered down as we speak because idiots like me have one. So let's not try to act like that's the greatest compensation in the world. I know those colleges put like $100,000 price tag on it. Yeah, I could try to sell my old pickup truck for $100,000 too. Maybe I'll find a dumbass to buy it. It doesn't mean it's worth that. Okay. It just means I'm a hell of a salesman and he doesn't know any better. See, that's a Tommy Boy quote from my shirt. See, I brought it all around. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me this Thursday night, normally tax day on a normal year. And Tuesday, I'm hoping to have one of my buddies from West Slot Pirates, don't know who. Next Thursday, I'll have another one on. The Tuesday after, we'll have another one on. And that Thursday night, we are going live, my friends, on the draft. It is so close. I cannot wait. Thank you for joining me. Please leave a review. Give us 5 stars. Rate, review, do all the things that you got to do. Share the show with your friends. You don't have to share this show specifically. Find one of our good shows. Share that one with your friends. And tell folks about it, man. Gary and I love doing this. We will be together maybe doing a live show tomorrow. I have no idea what his schedule's like anymore. But anyway, have a good night.
Thanks for listening to the Winning Cures Everything podcast. The website is winningcureseverything.com. And if you want to connect with us, we're on Twitter at GaryWCE, at ChrisBGiannini, at WinningCures. Or you can email us, Gary@winningcureseverything.com or Chris@winningcureseverything.com. Subscribe everywhere you need to subscribe, and we'll see you soon.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.